Hello and welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, the podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. This week, TK and fellow fic author Newt discuss neurodivergence in relation to Taskmaster and why it hits different than other similar shows.
Okay, then. Welcome, Newt, to the Transformative Taskmaster podcast.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you, by the way? Because you're not in the U.S., obviously.
No, I'm in Germany.
That's really exciting.
Something new entirely.
Yeah, I've never been over there, so... I know nothing about Germany, but I know some good people from Germany, so there we go.
Yeah, yeah, we have an unusually high rate of Germans in our group chat, I feel like.
We do, yeah. Yeah, it's surprising how many there are. I mean, I guess it really shouldn't be that surprising, but then again, I don't know how many Germans, like, speak English. You know, because I feel like all of the Germans that we have in our group chat, like, speak English really well, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just, like, easy second language, I guess? I don't know.
Well, compared to German, most of the languages are easy, I feel like, but...
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not that particularly good at English, especially in the older generations, I think, but it's getting better.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, awesome. Well, today we are going to be talking about neurodivergence, which is a subject that we've brought up on the podcast before with Tasha. Yes. So tell us about, like, because I kind of put out a thing in the group chat and I was like, hey, if you want to talk about something on the podcast, like, let me know, you know, like, what you want to talk about. And you were like, I want to talk about this. So tell me, like, what was your thought process behind, like, this is the thing I specifically want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's a subject I have a lot to say about, in the regard that it, I mean, affects my life a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, like Tasha already, I'm somewhere on the autism spectrum, and I feel like, yeah, Taskmaster is kind of a series that is deeply connected to that somehow in a way that other series aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that you were telling me about earlier when you sent me your notes was that the way that the series is cut is really good for keeping people's attention on it. And I definitely agree with that, because I am somebody who I will either, like, watch a show and I have to only be watching the show. Like, I can't do anything else. And or I'll just put something on in the background while I do chores or something. And Taskmaster is definitely one of those shows that I have to, like, actively be watching it. Because there's a lot of, you know, like, it goes by pretty quickly. But there's also a lot of, like, little things that if you blink, you miss it. And there's a lot of times where, like, even I'll be watching with my partner and he'll be like, wait, pause. Can you, like, go back 10 seconds? Because what did he just say?
Yeah, the small things that are the best jokes, mostly, like, often, I think that's the, if we're in our group chat or watching the new episode together, I always have to watch it a second time afterwards, because if I'm trying to, like, scream together with all of you guys and watch the episode, it just doesn't work, because there's just too much that's happening in very short intervals of time.
Yeah, for sure. I do love watching live with other people, but it does make it really hard to, like, focus in on what's happening, because we'll be like, Muppet features!
Yeah, definitely. And I feel that's also a thing that kind of, got me into watching more because I have the problem with other series that it's often like I kind of watch one or two episodes, and even though I like the series, it's still that I'm kind of forgetting about it afterwards because I just get distracted by something else, or you don't just have the energy after a whole day to kind of sit down and focus on this one thing. And I feel like Taskmaster is just because it's just really good at keeping your attention and kind of dragging you along with it. That just makes it easy to, come home and you're tired, but you can still put on an episode and just go all in.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it helps that it's like a comedy show because I feel like comedy shows are a lot easier to watch when you're tired, and you're like, oh, I just don't want to do anything. But it's like, oh yeah, just watch like this fun, funny show and just like enjoy and relax and have a laugh, which is great.
I mean, that was kind of also the thing with Taskmaster in the lockdown, right? Because what drew a lot of people to it, that it's kind of just it's really good at just putting out your head and just enjoying.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, something to kind of escape the real world for a minute. So, talking about the contestants on Taskmaster, as far as like neurodivergence goes, but also just kind of like being yourself and being allowed to be yourself. Like, I know that in a lot of interviews that contestants and Greg and Alex have had, they say a lot of the times that Taskmaster is a show that you can't really hide who you are, and not in a bad way of like, oh, we're gonna show you, the worst parts of yourself, in a negative light or whatever. Like, clearly that's not what they're doing, but more of a like, you have to be able to think of how to do this task that literally no one has ever done this specific thing ever before, because why would you? So you have to like think laterally, and you have to think of like what would make the most sense for you. And obviously every contestant has different things that they think is what they would call like route one, right? Like Ed Gamble always says like, oh, this is like route one for me, is like, do this. But I feel like a lot of the contestants have different ideas of what a route one looks like. And so it's kind of like it opens up that door for the contestants to just be themselves and like know that they're gonna be okay with, showing like their inner thoughts and everything on, like international television.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. There are, of course, some contestants on there. Like, I don't know, someone who always sticks out to me, particularly was Sam Campbell. I think Tasha also mentioned him on your episode. I don't know. There are just so many contestants who are just, objectively speaking, really weird, and the way they approach the tasks is really weird. But usually weird is often used in a context where it's like kind of a bad thing. But that's not the case with Taskmaster. So it's always like, your weirdness is kind of, what makes you unique, what makes you interesting. I don't know. And I feel like that's something that really, puts Taskmaster apart from other series. I don't know if I think about like normal casting shows or something. It's usually that, people who are kind of unusual, weird, always like made fun of in a way that's not nice. Like, you have this voiceover and then it's like kind of retrospective. The people are not there to really put in their own word. But with Taskmaster, with this kind of studio setting where the people can, put in kind of explain why they did things the way they did or make a joke about what they did. It gives them the opportunity to, make themselves likable and kind of, put everything in a good light.
Yeah, they kind of can defend themselves a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like that's often what makes, you know, the people who are the weirdest or kind of the most unusual. In the end, they often end up being fan favorites or the ones that stick out the most.
Yeah, and I know John Kearns is one that sticks out to me particularly for this topic because, and I haven't like seen any of his other shows or anything, but apparently what he does is like he wears a wig and fake teeth and he goes out on stage and he has this like whole character, which again, I don't know anything about because I only know him from Taskmaster, but I have heard interviews with him where he, you know, was on the official Taskmaster podcast and he was saying to Ed, you know, like, oh, I was thinking about, you know, coming on as my character, but then, you know, the Taskmaster team kind of told me like not to do that and it would be better if I just came on as myself, you know, and like, of course, John Kearns did so spectacularly poorly. But again, like you said, he's a fan favorite because of that, because we're all just like rooting for the underdog. And when he fails miserably, it's just so funny. And not because he's failing, but like the way that he fails is just, like he knows
Yeah.
he's done a bad job and he's just like, God damn it.
Yeah. I think same with like Ivo maybe or more recently Nick. It's kind of failure is not really a bad thing in Taskmaster because in the end the thing that's the most important is not winning the show, but kind of, you know, being there and having a fun time and just also like embracing the stupid things that you did because, you know, they're part of yourself and yeah, they are funny. You can laugh about it.
Yeah. And I know Alex in interviews has said before, like, if you do really poorly, that's great for us as the producers, you know, because that's going to make great telly. So we're happy that we have some people that just fail miserably because it's just like you got to have the winners and the losers and everything in between. So yeah, definitely good to have that kind of you know, stretch of the the run of, you
It's
know.
the diversity.
Yeah,
The
exactly.
diversity not only in, you know, different people, but also in
Yeah.
losers and winners.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I do like how they, and you kind of phrase this a little bit this way, is that people are never really made fun of, but made fun with. So it's like we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you kind of thing, which I
Yeah.
really like because, and again, like even with people like Rose Matafeo, you know, every time she gets like halfway through her prize task and she just gives up and puts her head in her hands and she's like, I don't know what I was thinking, but it's like, no, keep going. Like, we still want to hear your shit idea, even if it's a shit idea. But yeah,
Yeah.
I like how it's always like whenever they poke fun of anybody, it's all in, you know, good faith and good humor. And I think like the one time that it didn't happen like that was, I forget who it was, but I think it was one of the COVID series, and Greg had made fun of somebody's like masks that they had made.
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah.
I forget who it was, but and then like afterwards he felt really bad about it and he's like, oh my gosh, like I think I actually upset her. And I think he said like he might have given her like more points at the end, like during the live task or something to make up for it, but he's like, I genuinely felt so terrible about that because it was like clearly something that she had like been working on during lockdown and I kind of like made fun of it a little bit too much. It was just like crossing that line
Yeah.
just a little bit. So it's good to know that, you know, they never, you know, poke fun at people to the extent that they are trying to make them feel bad, at least. So that's, you
Yeah.
know, refreshing.
Definitely.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, it's I don't really remember the COVID series that well because I always find them very weird to watch in retrospective, but
Yeah, I want to say Victoria Coren Mitchell, but that also feels not
possible, yeah.
correct. Anyway, but yeah, I think the th one of the things about Taskmaster is you kind of have to embrace embarrassment, and because if you don't, like, you're not gonna do well, ironically. So you have to, like, you have to go for, these stupid things. And sometimes we get contestants that don't, like you get your Joe Brands and your Fatia El Ghoris occasionally who are just like, I'm not gonna do this. Like, I'm not gonna do this specific thing. Which is like, that's fair. Sometimes you have to do that. Protect your own personal boundaries and everything. But I feel like for the most part, people are pretty willing to just like let themselves do stupid things for the sake of the show,
Definitely.
which is really nice.
Yeah, and I mean the thing that makes a Joe Brand Fabia interesting then that it's kind of an outlier and that most people actively engage in the show, which yeah, if you look at it objectively, it's the stupid thing to do because you are making a fool out of yourself
Yeah.
and the other people are the ones who are not interacting with it are kind of the ones who are being sensible, but in the context of the show, it's kind of the other way around.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think, I mean, for me especially, 'cause like I'm definitely neurodivergent, and as a kid, I was always terrified of embarrassing myself. And so there were a ton of times that I just like didn't do stuff that I probably should have done, just to like have fun with it. Because and I, like I remember I went to like one middle school dance and I got asked to dance by some guy. I don't even remember. I don't think I even knew who he was. And I was just like sitting down in the corner and he asked me to dance and I was like, no, thank you. And I literally just sat there for the entire dance. And, looking back on it, I'm like, dude, just go and dance. Nobody cares what you look like. Like nobody. Literally, like everybody else is more concerned about what they look like, and nobody is paying attention to you. And so, yeah, I definitely missed out on a lot of opportunities to have fun and do stuff when I was younger because I was just like so terrified of making a fool of myself, which, is not the worst thing in the world because, like, what are the consequences of that? Like, you look silly, okay? Like, who
But most people
cares?
do.
Yeah, it's like such a weird thing to think about. So, now that I'm like in my mid-30s, I think I hit 30 years old and I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore about anything. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. And I finally got to that point where I was like, just do shit. Like, who cares?
Good for you, honestly.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think I'm kind of still waiting to get to that point, but we're working on it.
Yeah, it's definitely
And
a journey for sure.
yeah, I think that's a trap that a lot of neurodivergent people kind of fall into because, if you've ever been made fun of for your interests or your hobbies or whatever, then the coping strategy is often to just, not do anything
Yeah.
that you could potentially enjoy where you could look silly because, it's better to do nothing and kind of stay locked within yourself to give less attack surface. But on the other hand, it also means that you never get to enjoy anything in life,
Yeah.
and that's just stupid.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely like as long as you're having fun and as long as you're not hurting anybody, like do whatever you want. Yeah. It
Exactly.
definitely is a big barrier, especially for those of us with like social anxiety, and everything like that, because it's like, oh, my fear of what other people think of me is, so strong that I don't want to do this thing. But I think that like in when you're doing Taskmaster as a contestant, like you don't really have, like they said, anywhere to hide. You know, you don't have an excuse. I mean, you could, you know, not do tasks, but like then you wouldn't have signed on to be task on Taskmaster in the first place, you know. It's like the whole
And
point is
probably
to,
wouldn't get paid.
right, yeah, it's like the whole point of being on Taskmaster is to make a fool of yourself and is to get embarrassed, and you know, you're gonna do those things and feel those things and be those things, and it's okay, and everybody is gonna love you for it because it's just chaos.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, we're gonna pause for our games section. Insert trumpet thing here. Okay, so the game that we're gonna play today is called
Yes.
What Is It Alex Has Been? Because
Ah, yeah.
I need.
I've heard this one before.
Yes. I need more fact or fanfic, which, after the recent outtakes that they've posted, shouldn't be too hard to write more.
Fair.
Okay, so What Is It Alex Has Been is a game in which I will read you five occupations or identities, and you have to tell me which of those you think Alex has been in a fanfic and which you think Alex has not yet been in a fanfic.
Yes.
And then for extra points, you can also guess what Greg was in the fics that you do think exist. Okay, so first one, in which Alex is a marine biologist.
Yes, that exists. I'm pretty sure. I think it's the Illuminescence fanfic, if you mean that one.
Yep, that's the one. Do you remember what Greg
Yeah.
was?
Kind of sea monster.
Yes. My document says mermaid,
Woo!
sorta. But yes, that was. Yeah, I actually don't have the fic titles here, so we'll have to go digging a little bit. But yeah, that one was by Illuminescence. Surprising nobody. yeah, I should. I don't know who came up with these, but I'll have to ask them to grab the fic links so that we can post those on the website. Okay, great. Next one is in which Alex is a gardener.
Oh boy. I think I remember something. I think that existed.
Okay, and if it did, what is Greg?
I remember one that was like kind of set during lockdown and stuff, and Greg was also a TV personality slash celebrity, whatever.
Yeah, I think that counts. This just says Greg. I'm like, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, when I did this game with Alex, and I think it was the Grim Reaper one, and he's like, "Oh, what was Greg?" And I was like, "He was just Greg."
Just Greg.
Just Greg, yeah. Okay, number three, in which Alex is a Deliveroo driver.
Oh man. Well, I don't remember one, which doesn't have to mean it doesn't exist, because I've not read all the fanfics. Kind of feels like there should be something here now that doesn't exist, so I'll go with doesn't exist.
That is correct. Does not yet exist.
Wow.
Also, do you have
Opportunity.
Deliveroo in Germany?
I'm not sure actually. We have Uber Eats
Okay.
and but I'm not really ordering food that much, to be honest, so
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, we have Uber Eats, but we definitely don't have Deliveroo. And the first time I heard I think maybe it was like on off menu or something, and Ed said deliver. I was like, what is that? Kangaroo brings you
Yeah.
your meal.
We have, I think Lieferando it's called. I'm not sure if it exists somewhere else, but I think that's like the main one most people use.
That's cool. Yeah, you don't really
That's
think
kind
about
of.
these things existing in other
No.
countries until you start watching stuff from other countries.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 3 for 3 so far, which is very impressive. Okay, so number 4, in which Alex is a prospector.
Prospector, what even is
Prospector's
that?
like mining for gold type of person.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that exists, right? Wasn't this like your
Yeah,
fanfic?
this was mine.
Okay. Glad I got that one right.
Yes. And then do you remember what Greg was?
He was also mining for gold? Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, that one is one of my favorite ones that I've written. And it's called. Oh, it's a really long title. It's something like, "Why would I need gold when I've got you?" Or something like
Oh,
that.
yeah, true.
Yeah, it's
I
the.
enjoyed that one. It was really sweet.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I based it off of the song Clementine, which is like a US folk song, and also the song Gold Rush, which is what the title is based on, like a line from the chorus of that song. I love that song. So good. Okay, you're 4 for 4. So number 5 is in which Alex is a cat lady.
Cat lady. Well, is Alex a cat person? I feel like Alex is a dog person. I don't know. Feels counterintuitive to me, but I'm not sure. I'll go with no.
That's correct. You got them all right. Wow. Yeah, that's 8 out of 8. Good job. Man, Alex did so
I've been
bad.
studying for this all my life.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, let me go to my spreadsheet and I will make sure that you get a trophy. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, cool.
Not a green t-shirt.
I know, yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I feel like shipping a green t-shirt to Germany would cost a lot of money.
Probably, yeah.
Good times. Okay, so continuing the conversation. So part of the notes that you sent me says using Taskmaster as exposure therapy. And I forget what task it was, but I was watching a task with from I think it was the latest episode with my partner like yesterday, and something happened that made me physically like curl up into a ball like in my chair. I was like, I can't watch this. It's like too cringe. But yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like there's a lot of moments like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it depends also a bit on what kind of thing you really find embarrassing, but I don't know if I remember, was it last season where we had this kind of task where one of the contestants was sitting on Alex's lap and then, you know.
Yeah, Joanne McNally, and she was like,
Yeah, true,
yeah,
Joanne, yeah.
yeah.
And I don't know, this is also the kind of thing that I physically recoil from, which, you know, it's really funny. And obviously she's kind of owning up to it, but yeah. I don't know. I just yeah, I feel like it's nice seeing people like kind of yeah, embracing doing this weird and cringe, like you said, things, because you know, if you like kind of have a positive example for how you can do these things without, you know, being embarrassed about it afterwards, then it's you kind of start thinking, well, if they can do it, why shouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of segues nicely into the Taskmaster Live experience, which I don't think is currently going, but they had it open for a few months in London, I think. And
Yes.
so they, I think Alex said, like, their lease ran out for that place, so now it's all in storage, I guess. And I assume that they're gonna see if they should do it again somewhere else. Hopefully come to the States or something, go to Germany, you know, like go to other
Go to
places,
Germany, yeah.
you know, other than England. But yeah, so basically, like, you know, your average, you know, person on the street could go to the live experience and, for lack of a better word, experience what it's like to be on Taskmaster as a contestant. You know, to have that experience of, you know, fear of embarrassment, but also, when are you ever gonna
Yeah.
get to do something like this, you know, in your life ever
Exactly.
again? So yeah, so that, yeah, anybody, like, we know a few people that went and had a great time, which is awesome. And I'm, like, very envious that they got to do that, because it definitely sounds like something I would love to do. Because I also love, like, doing escape rooms and stuff like that, where
Oh, yeah.
sometimes you do have to, you know, think laterally or think outside the box, in order to solve, you know, a puzzle or whatever. So.
I went actually.
Oh my gosh, that's
even
so
though,
cool.
yeah, even though it was a longer journey for me, kind of, but
Yeah.
we made a holiday out of it, so it was really nice. But yeah, you're totally right with what you said about the, you know, it's you kind of know that it's going to be a nice experience probably, but still, it was kind of a struggle for me to decide in the beginning to like go there, because my friend, they won the opportunity to buy tickets in the kind of first raffle that they did, and they asked me if I wanted to come, because obviously they knew I was a Taskmaster fan. And I mean, I was kind of at the height of my Taskmaster phase at that point, so it should have been an easy decision. But you know, you still kind of have these doubts in the back of your mind, and that, yeah, you don't really know the way the things are set up there, and there are so many unfamiliar people there. And then it's kind of the thing with, yeah, what if I embarrass myself in front of all these people? And you know, in the beginning, we didn't really have a lot of information about what exactly the life experience would be. You know, the things are unfamiliar, it's even worse. And but yeah, I think it kind of was, for me, a really positive experience, in the sense that, you know, I wasn't really good at tasks, but it was still enjoyable, because, you know, all these other people around you are also failing. Some are doing good, but most of them are failing. And it doesn't matter, because you're just there to kind of enjoy the show together and to have fun. Yeah.
I love places where having fun is the main purpose of why you're there. It's like that's the ideal situation. Like, I love theme parks. My partner hates them, so I haven't gone to one in like years. But anytime people are like, "Oh, I love roller coasters," I'm like, "Bro, I love a roller coaster. Like, you have no idea how much I love roller coasters." It's like so much fun. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, so going back to you know, like just being a fan of Taskmaster and being in the kind of neurodivergent spectrum, is like one of the things that we encounter in our fandom specifically is, like, obviously, RPF, real person fiction, where, you know, we like there's a lot of things surrounding RPF that's, you know, a lot of people have very strong ideas on. So it's like that's already putting us in like an othering type of box, you know, if you will. So it kind of is like, but then again, it's also weird because Taskmaster, obviously we have Greg and Alex fueling the fanfic. You know, I mean, they just keep doing it. And they won't stop. And yeah, so they have that. But then we also have, you know, contestants like Sophie Duker, who obviously is, you know, a pro shipper, you know, like will bring in the task husband's, you know, cosplay kit or whatever she called it, and like have
Iconic.
like Greg and Alex temporary tattoos on her, you know, during Champion of Champions. And then you've got, you know, like Rosie Jones bringing in the prize task of like, would you rather make sweet love to my body with Alex's head or vice versa? It's like, what is happening? And even in like the New Zealand version of Taskmaster, we've got Abby Howell bringing in a commissioned piece of fan art of Jeremy Wells and Paul Williams. It's just like, what is happening? It's like, you love to see it. So it's definitely, you know, within our community and those people, you know, in particular, those types of people that come on to Taskmaster, and they're clearly like in the know of, you know, what the fandom wants kind of thing, is that we do have a lot of support and like solidarity with each other over that, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like for me in the beginning, it was kind of, you know, being associated with RPF was kind of always a weird feeling in fandom because fandom in on itself is often, you know, for me, it's kind of the safe space where you go because there are a lot of neurodivergent people, there are a lot of people who are insane about their interests. But then, if you go to the RPF community, other parts of fandom will just like say you're weird or not associate with you on principle. But then, like you said, if you Taskmaster fandom, we have just like a very strong feeling of like sticking together, I feel, in our group. And then, like you said, you know, Greg and Alex are also in on the joke, so it just feels different to to other RPF spaces where you don't have the creator of the show kind of backing you, so
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a one-off thing within fandom.
yeah.
Pretty interesting for sure. So we've been talking a lot about the UK version of Taskmaster, and I mentioned, you know, New Zealand a little bit, and of course, like Australia is also, you know, a great, like, wonderful iteration of the show. So you had mentioned that there was a German Taskmaster, and apparently it did not do very well. So tell us about that.
There was the idea to kind of put on a German version. I think it was in 2017 or something, so it's a few years back now. But apart from two pilot episodes, it never really got produced, which I think is very fascinating considering that, you know, Taskmaster in other countries is a really popular series, and Germany is kind of, compared to other countries which now have their own Taskmaster version, a pretty big market, I'd say. I don't know, the reasons why it was put on never really revealed. But I feel like Maybe it was a thing about Taskmaster not really working with the kind of environment they were trying to produce the series in, because it was the version was supposed to be produced by RTL, which is kind of the largest private television network in Germany. But yeah, they're also famous for kind of producing shows which kind of do the opposite of what Taskmaster is about, namely myth people. So it's, yeah, kind of people, they don't really have a very good image, I'd say. So yeah, maybe, I don't know. That kind of the idea that Alex had about the series and the idea that they wanted to put on the television didn't really, yeah, work with each other.
From what I can understand about it, it's kind of like they wanted to do a thing where they were more like mean to the contestants, like kind of more mean-spirited toward them, as opposed to, you know, it's that thing that we were talking about earlier of like making fun of somebody versus like having fun with them, you know. Is that
Yeah.
pretty accurate, would you say?
Well, we can't really tell because nobody has seen the pilot episodes. Maybe it was just, I don't know, maybe it didn't work with German humor or something. I'm not sure, but I don't know. We do have other similar comedy panel shows kind of that have been running successfully, so must have been something about the production that, I mean, they didn't even try to, you know, kind of work out a different system how the series would work, but they just kind of put the idea off in general. So, well.
I know we had a an American Taskmaster that bombed. I haven't watched any of it because I've heard it's so bad, and I don't want, and even though Alex is the assistant for it, you know, I'm like, I just keep hearing horrible, horrible things about it, and I'm like, yeah, I'd rather not watch this if it's as bad as it says it is. It's like cringe, but in a bad way, which I don't like, you know. So I feel like there's a lot of kind of British comedy shows that are cringe, but in a way that I enjoy. I was gonna say Ghosts, but go I mean, it's not really cringe. Ghosts is more kind of wholesome and just really funny. But I know that a lot of people, you know, they'll watch stuff like Man Down, which Greg is in, but I haven't seen, and they're like, that's so cringe. But you know, Greg is in it, so I gotta watch it. And it's like, yeah, I guess everybody has their own kind of ideas of what cringe is and at what point you have to like actively stop watching something, you know, because of how like icky it makes you feel. And I know that that's the reason that they stopped doing the like interact with public tasks in Taskmaster, because they did that in series one. You know, where they had to like high five a 55-year-old or something like that. And like everyone was just like, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. You know, and it's like they didn't. So after, I think it was either after that or after like one, I think they had one other interacting with the public task, but it never aired. And they were like, yeah, it's just not the vibe. Like, that's
Yeah.
not what we're trying to go for here.
I feel like these tasks in public also make it feel a lot like, I don't know, other shows where you have these street interviews or something. That's what I'm always thinking about, where they kind of interview people who are on the street and ask them different kind of questions, and then kind of the joke is that the people say something stupid, and I don't know. It just feels weird to pull normal people into it because they didn't really agree.
Yeah, they didn't sign up for for this, yeah, for sure. Well, before we wrap up, do you have any last thoughts or anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about?
can't think of anything right now, to be honest. Pretty happy.
Yeah, it's definitely a good conversation, I think. And it's one just one of the many, many things I love about Taskmaster and its fandom is how like they embrace, every kind of diversity, which is really
Yeah.
nice. So during our wrap up, we always ask our guests if you have any fan work recommendations, if you have any fan works or authors or fan artists or whatever that you want to shout out. And if you don't, that's fine, but we like to
Yes, I came prepared.
ask.
I had a good think about it, which was actually really hard because there's just so many talented artists, writers in our fandom. It's insane. But yeah, I have two fics that I'd like to recommend. One is Shushpat by one of our lovely anonymous writers. Which was for kind of a while just my going to bed fic. I don't know. I think it's just really comfy and
It's a
really
good one.
sweet. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the other one is Dog Day Afternoons by Kim T, which is this kind of story where Alex has a curse that turns him into a dog.
It's so cute.
And yeah, I really love it, especially the fantastical elements. Yeah, recommendation.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, that's pretty much it, unless you have anything that you'd like to plug as far as, I don't know, any socials that you want people to find you on or anything like that.
Not really. I'm not a big social guy. You can find me on my AO3 if you're interested in reading
Sweet. Yeah.
fanfic,
And for the listeners, tell us what your AO3 handle is.
Oh yeah. I'm iHeartBingo and then with a zero, zero. Kind of a sad looking face.
Awesome. Yes, we will link that in the episode description and also on the website, I think. I'm not in
Yes.
charge of those things, so somebody else will do it. Well, Newt, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We've really enjoyed having you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you online.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
And once again, that was TK and Newt discussing neurodivergence in relation to Taskmaster. You can find Newt at iHeartBingo0_0 on AO3. And find all the fan works discussed this episode in the episode description.